Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today I'm going to be responding to a question that was asked. As you know, I get questions and from various sources. People write in over the email. They ask them to me in my phone seminars. They ask them to me in my live seminars. And I make a point of answering questions in my e-zine once a month. The question-answer thing is something I'm pretty comfortable with. I thought I'd just use a question here as the topic for today's podcast. Here's the question. And again, this is one that I don't think I've ever gotten before. So it's kind of a different question, and it's going to be kind of a different podcast. Here's the question. Mr. Kale, was there ever a time in your sales life that you just decided to be the best? Or was it something that you have always had? I started a business a few years ago and need to take it to the next level. Well, what a good question. You know, I honestly pride myself in providing very practical advice and direction. And this one is going to be a little bit more philosophical because I don't think that I have reflected on this before. And the reflection is somewhat a philosophical reflection. So, honestly, I don't know that anyone's ever asked me this before, and I'm going to do the best I can to reply to it. I have been fortunate in my sales career to have been the number one salesperson in the nation for two different companies in two totally distinct industries. And I've had other successes in, frankly, almost all my jobs. My firm, the Daco Corporation today, is by many measurements one of the most successful in our type of business. So having said that, I've been fortunate enough to have had a record of success. But now what? You know, what? Your question prompts some introspection and reflection. Let me begin by defining the terms. First of all, over the period of my life, I have rarely compared myself with other people. So when you use the word the best, it wasn't that I wanted to achieve more than other people. Instead, I wanted to become the best that I was capable of becoming. See, my motivation has always been to make the most of the opportunities and the gifts that were given to me. It was never to be better than someone else. So the best, to me, was always a statement that described my state relative to my potential, not relative to someone else. To this day, I continue to think this way. For example, I spend very little time comparing my company and my personal progress to others. You know, it's just how my mind works. It's not about me relative to others. It's always about us, the business, and me personally, relative to the opportunities that are presented to us. And I think that's an important distinction. I think if you continually compare yourself to others, you will find yourself continually frustrated, and it's just not a good thing to do. I would rather, I think, suggest that you compare yourself to your potential. Here's another thought. To be the best connotes a fixed position. When you are the best, you have arrived. The race has been won. The prize has been achieved. And I've never thought in those terms. To me, it has always been a continuous, never-ending process. Now, there are points along the way where you measure where you're at and you take stock, and good for you. You know, I still have hanging in my wall, in my bedroom, a picture from decades ago where I was awarded the Salesman of the Year award for my company. Okay, so there's a moment in time when you draw the line and you say, look, I've achieved something. Good. But those are temporary steps along the way. I've always been motivated by the process. My company has not arrived, nor have I. We never will. our job is continually to strive to become ever better. The focus is on the journey and the process, not the end. One more thought. While the concept of becoming the best that you can be may make sense in a general, long-range, lifelong perspective, I have always found my motivation to be more urgent and within reach. In other words, while I can understand and agree to the general rule to become the best that I could be, what really motivated me and continues to motivate me on a day-to-day basis are the immediate opportunities and challenges. In a practical sense, you know, I've not been motivated to be the best that I could be in my life. Rather, I've been motivated to do the best with the opportunity and the situation that I see immediately in front of me. While I can give it intellectual agreement, the lifetime issue, in terms of getting up in the morning and being motivated to do something effective today, it's not the lifelong thing, it's the challenges that face me at this moment. Now, I want to share one more thought, and again, I'm going to take a little liberty here because you asked, you know, it was your question. Since your question really speaks to core motivation, I really feel compelled to share that with you. And we both realize, I mean, me and all the people listening to this podcast, that I focus on sales and sales management and sales leadership issues, and I have no desire to stray from that focus. That is my core competency, and that's what I spend my time doing. But you should know that my motivation, my ultimate deep down motivation, comes from a deeper source. I am a committed born-again Christian, and that commitment and the growing relationship that I have enjoyed over the course of my adult life, the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ, has been by far the greatest impact on my performance. I cannot imagine what I'd be or who I would have become without that. Now, it is the basic premise of Christianity that every Christian is given certain gifts of talent and abilities and is expected to use them to the fullest. And it's also a basic tenet that each Christian is given responsibility for jobs and people and is expected to effectively manage that which he or she's been given. And that honestly forms the core of my motivation. At its deepest level, that is my core motivation. I view every talent that I have as a gift from God, temporarily entrusted to me to make the most of it. I view every employee in my organization in a similar way. I view every client, every participant, and every seminar as opportunities put there for me, which I am going to be accountable for. I have to do the best that I can do in every opportunity that I have, because that is my responsibility. And from a Christian perspective, I have a responsibility to a higher source than just comparing myself to other people. From a sales perspective, I tell you, I view every customer and every opportunity as specifically entrusted to me. And I must do the best with whatever opportunity and challenge I have in front of me. I must maximize every opportunity and maximize our impact on every person. Now, understand also that this represents an ideal to which I strive. I fall far short of implementing it perfectly. You know, even though I fail to do everything as well as I would like, it keeps me on my game, keeps me focused on the process and on the journey. I don't know, I would not say ever that I'm the best, but I would say that I'm working towards it, and I will forever work towards it. Well, I hope that I haven't waxed too philosophical today, but it was a great question, and I appreciate the opportunity to think about some things that I don't often think about. I'd like to challenge you to think about them as well. What motivates you? I hope this has been helpful. That's it. Bye-bye.